Well, John, you wanted to avoid an upset. You've done that, but you'll have to complete the job in a replay. What did you make of today's goalless draw here at Guiseley?
Well, it's no foregone conclusion that we're going to win the replay, you know. And if anyone thinks we are, they could be in for a rude awakening. I've got to congratulate Guiseley. They stuck to the game plan really well. And their game plan was more effective than ours, to be honest. They made more chances. Our keepers made 4 saves, their keepers made none. Okay, we've hit the woodwork, but we've missed a couple of glorious opportunities that, if they go in, it's a different game. But we didn't hit the target once today, and that's not like us this season. So that's disappointing. But as you say, we live to fight another day, and hopefully we'll play a bit better when we play them at home.
You picked a really strong side. You stressed in the build-up that it was going to be a really difficult place to come. I'm guessing you weren't surprised by how well Guiseley played.
No, we've been to watch them. We've watched them on videos. We know what they're about. We know the strengths and the weaknesses. We didn't exploit the weaknesses enough today. And they really played well to the strengths. You know, they were a constant threat. The ball going into the box. We had to defend manfully, which we did. And I've got to, single out Aaron Chapman because he made 3 or 4 magnificent saves.
We talked about bad FA Cup memories before this game. I guess some of those saves from Aaron Chapman have prevented this from being another one.
Yeah, you know, I say we've been to these situations both as a player and a manager, so it's no surprise to me. But, you know, you've got to give Guiseley some credit for the way they played. You know, I knew they'd up the game. I knew they'd be a far more potent threat than they have been in recent weeks. And they've showed that, and they've got a good management duo there. It's not come as a shock to me, and I'm relieved to still be in the end.
Could it have been a very different game if you'd scored within, 90 seconds with Caden Jackson?
Possibly 50 seconds, wouldn't it? You know, he doesn't mean to miss it, but, you know, it's like it of Caden's quality, he'd expect to take that chance. But there'd probably be nobody in the ground more disappointed than him that hasn't gone in. But you've got to put them behind you, and, you know, and he was a willing runner. He did exploit the space that they offered us. We just couldn't really get the rubber to run of the ball, really, and, you know, we'd have liked to have passed the ball better today, and I don't think that was our strong point of our game today.
Is it credit to your players' attitude that you are in that hat on Monday? Could you easily have lost that by the odd goal with the long throws and the free kicks and all that kind of
thing? We could have gone under, but, you know, we have been defending well this season. You know, I was saying that when we conceded goals. You know, in general play, we do defend well. And we've got to keep that going. You know, it's another clean sheet for Adam, which is a great bonus for Adam. And, you know, we've got to put this behind us now and concentrate on the next couple of weeks and the games that we've got ahead of us.
I know a lot of managers might complain about fixture congestion and a replay. You are not going to go down that route, are you? You'll just be delighted to be in the draw.
I am, yeah. And, you know, it's we've got, you know, games coming thick and fast, and we've got to make the most of them.